Married by Tony Bagley.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
It reminds me I'm alone, gazing up at myself in bed every night, alone in the mirror that he put up.
Well, he certainly put these screws into last.
Just to walk out on me like that.
Oh, you'll discover as you go through life, Mother, this happens in relationships.
Why did he do it?
Oh, the generation gap, perhaps. The fact that you're Lady Bracknell and he was the builder.
Don't spare my feelings.
Well, what do you want me to say? People are used by other people and then cast aside like so much detritus. Look what happened to me.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Why is it when your tryst with the builder ends, it's like La Dame aux Camélias, and when my 16-year-old marriage implodes, it's good riddance to bad rubbish?
She held you back.
Well, maybe your builder held you back.
You've become such a snob, Robin. I didn't bring you up like this.
He roughed her up, the other Robin. I'm being punished for what he did. It's him she should have left. Except he didn't hang around long enough to be left. Oh, no, he scarpered back to my dimension, leaving me to pick up the pieces. Oh.
That means bad luck.
Oh, that'll make a change.
On the front of the card, a figure is lying on a sun-kissed beach. Open the card and message reads, I'm not missing you. Oh. You don't like that one. This one reads, okay, so keep the kids. It's a post-divorce card. This one's simplicity itself. Jet black cover. Caption reads, it won't last.
What won't?
The new relationship. The jilted boyfriend sends it to his ex. The message is a reference to a new relationship. And this is a variation on our I'm pregnant card. Only the message reads, she's pregnant. Jilted boyfriend sends this one to the new boyfriend. I thought we'd call them the Dear John range.
Oh.
Well, there is a market out there. Relationships are falling apart all over the shop.
Tell me about it.
You still haven't heard from Leslie, then?
I don't even have a forwarding address.
Yeah, she's doing this to punish you. She'll be back.
Yeah, to arrange the divorce.
Anyway, I thought this is what you wanted.
Everyone keeps telling me what I want.
I'm going to lunch.
But there's nothing to do here. It's boring.
Why don't you go off and explore?
I have. You can walk round the island in an hour. There are just puffins here.
Well, go puffin spotting then.
What, so you can do it with this bloke?
The bloke has a name, Maxie.
Who is he anyway? He's weird.
I suppose he must seem odd after your father. Murdo cares for the environment.
You're leaving Dad for the king of Puffin Island.
I haven't left your father for Murdo.
Why do you want to leave Dad at all? He's changed.
I thought so too.
And what about us, your children? Haven't you given us any thought? We have a social life too.
This is just temporary.
How temporary? I need shops. Where are the nearest shops? Greenland?
Mum, I found a puffin. He's hurt his wing. Can we keep him?
Oh, a puffin. Fancy finding a puffin here.
I want to come in.
Well, you can't.
I want to see my sister.
Go away. Your near proximity causes me to disgorge at both ends. I'd rather invite in the creature from Alien.
Oh, why mince your words?
Get your foot out of my door.
I demand to see my sister.
She's not here.
Where is she, then? If she's not here, where is she?
A visiting friend.
What friends? You drove all her friends away.
All right, then. She's left me, if you must know. Satisfied now?
No, she always comes to stay with me when she leaves you.
Well, maybe she wasn't desperate enough this time.
So who is she staying with?
I don't know, do I?
If you roughed her up again, let me in, you worm!
No!
Oh.
It's difficult to describe the feeling of well-being that comes over you when you sit with the puffins. To sit with a puffin, it can change your life. Have you ever sat with a puffin, Leslie?
I think I've just sat in some of their guano.
Puffin guano has special mystical properties. The monks in the mainland used it to cure leg ulcers.
I know someone I'd like to smear in puffin guano.
Why did you marry Robin?
He seemed preferable to yet another of our lost causes.
No, they weren't all lost causes. Our campaign against News International was a success. If it hadn't been for our campaign, we'd never have got anti-monopoly laws.
Whatever became of that Australian who ran News International?
Germaine Greer?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she become a born-again Christian or something? I was interviewed by one of News International's odious little tabloids, you know, The Guardian.
You lowered yourself?
Oh, I'd happily use the enemy to get publicity for the cause. This is the big one. My campaign on genetically modified crops has really caught the public imagination.
Robin wouldn't take a stand on anything.
Oh, God, when you think what the government's doing to our food. This unyielding patronage of everything organic, not even to allow trials of GM crops. What century are they living in? It's the same with organophosphates. Can't believe they're still illegal.
The only thing Robin's ever taken a stand on is himself.
I have a dream, Leslie. To see GMOs and organophosphates legalized in my lifetime. You realize your kids never in their entire lives have eaten an unblemished apple. They could, you know. The chemicals exist to prevent apples blemishing. But no, no, the government prefers outmoded organic farming methods to the march of science. I'm getting carried away again.
I'd be grateful if my kids ate any kind of apple, unblemished or otherwise. Let's hope the baby's not so fussy.
Did you just say what I thought you said?
I'm pregnant.
Robin's the father?
Robin's the father. Question is, which Robin?
What?
He's been a bit schizoid of late.
You said he hadn't been near you for months.
He hadn't. Then he got interested again. He was pretending to be someone else at the time. After a while, I believed him.
You believed he was someone else?
Well, let's say I wanted to believe him. I'm sorry, Murdo. It must be bewildering having us lot descend on you like this.
I like having you here. Anyway, I'm not a recluse just because I live on an island.
Should have married you.
Oh, you've just come out of a disastrous relationship. You don't know what you want yet.
I'm not going back to him, Murdo. It's no longer even an option.
He says she left him. Only she always comes to stay with me when she leaves him.
And you arranged to meet today?
We were going to see Macbeth.
Shakespeare's Macbeth. I'll take no notice of D.C. Joyce. He subscribes to the Marlowe was really Shakespeare school of thought.
Well, he was.
The Shakespeare theory has been widely discredited.
Not by Richard Whiteley.
A minor stain on the character of an otherwise giant of a man.
Him.
Sorry.
There have been other women, you see. He was trying to bully Leslie into leaving him.
Well, maybe he succeeded.
I'm getting a bit tired of your put-downs on this Marlowe business, Dave.
She wouldn't have left him on his terms. Why should she? It would have affected the divorce settlement.
Just because I believe Shakespeare is the true author of Macbeth.
He even got his business partner to try to seduce Leslie, you know.
Did Leslie tell you this?
No, Dirk did. The partner. When he gave up trying to bed her, he moved in on me.
Your leisure activities aren't funny, are they, Dave? Weight training and kayaking. Aren't funny. No, no. They're sensible hobbies.
Then, a couple of weeks ago, and this was the last time I spoke to her, she rang me and told me he'd roughed her up.
I see.
Something's wrong. The man always was a worm, but recently he's also been showing signs of mental instability. Almost as if he was...
Go on.
As if he was someone else.
Like Christopher Marlowe, you mean?
She's not here.
When will she be back?
She won't. She's left me.
Why? What's she done?
Her sister's reported her missing.
Mm. Well, you don't want to listen to her. She hates me.
She says you wanted your wife to leave, only she wouldn't.
Well, she appears to have changed her mind.
And what prompted this change of mind?
Don't know.
Did you or did you not try to persuade your partner, Mr. Dirk Hunter, to seduce Mrs. Lightfoot to help facilitate a quick divorce?
Dirk didn't need persuading. He tried to jump Leslie even before I put him up to it.
So you did get him to seduce Mrs. Lightfoot?
Yes. No, I changed my mind. I got attached to her, you see.
It took you 16 years to form an attachment to your wife.
Well, I take time to warm to people. I detect from your disparaging tone you think I should be taking this matter seriously.
You'd be right about that.
It is serious, no doubt about it. Very serious. In fact, it's been preying on my mind these last few days.
What has?
Okay. You win. I did it. She's buried under the patio.
Interview with Robin Lightfoot, timed at 11:45, Monday, the 20th of July. Those also present, D.S. Cotton and D.C. Joyce.
I can't believe you actually dug up the patio.
Well, maybe it had something to do with you telling us there was a body there.
It was a joke. Sarcasm. Irony, you know, as in sarcasm and irony.
Well, consider this an ironic arrest.
You can't arrest me. You don't even have a body, for goodness sake.
We don't need a body.
Who's Linda, Robin?
How do you know about Linda? And less of the Robin.
Then there's Francine.
Linda and Francine were your extramarital relationships, according to the sister.
Oh, she'd say anything to drop me in it.
What about your police record, Robin?
I don't have... I've got a criminal record.
The conviction for grievous bodily harm in Hull? When you were disturbed by the young lady's husband?
We could be forgiven for thinking you're a volatile character subject to violent mood swings.
Well, it's true. I'm a bit tetchy at times, but... Oh, look, if I told you the truth, you wouldn't believe me.
Try us.
Leslie left me because she thought I was her real husband. Linda and Francine were his extramarital activities.
Maybe you'd like to deconstruct that statement.
I'm not her husband.
So why do you imagine your wife mistook you for her husband?
Because I look like him.
Right. So he moved out, and you moved in, and she didn't spot the difference.
Well, she did in time.
Sorry to be nitpicky, but why didn't she notice earlier? Like 10 seconds after you moved in?
Because I am him.
But you just said you're not him.
I'm him, but him in a parallel universe. We did a swap, not a voluntary swap, of course. We didn't correspond with one another and organise a swap like the mayors of twin towns.
Well, I'm glad we've cleared that up.
Oh. Oh. Well, so am I. So, can I go now?
Well, I want to be sure that I've got this right. It was the husband from this universe who wanted Leslie out of his life, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Spot on.
And you, the bloke from the parallel universe, didn't want her out of your life.
Well, at first I did, but, you know, I wanted my old life back. I'm not married in my world, you see, but with the passage of time, I grew very fond of her. The kids, too.
Now, I'd like to talk to you about the kids.
What? Oh, you can't think...
So where are they, Robin?
I don't know. The schools. Check the schools. Wherever she is, she'll have enrolled them in school.
It's the school holidays.
Oh, what's the point? You've already made up your mind I'm guilty. When we are born, we cry. We are come to this great stage of fools.
Shakespeare.
Well, who else?
You're a Shakespearean.
The world to me is like a lasting storm.
I have not that alacrity of spirit, nor cheer of mind, that I was wont to have.
When you two are quite finished, I'd like to proceed with the interview.
Of course you would. We're not talking about weight training or kayaking.
In your own interests, Mr. Lightfoot, I suggest you start cooperating. If you don't, the prosecution will almost certainly ask for the death penalty.
Could you run that bit about the death penalty by me again?
The prosecution nearly always asks for it in a case like this.
You still have the death penalty here.
You didn't know that? Oh, but why should you? You're from a parallel universe.
And maybe this is nature's way of telling me I don't belong in this universe.
Cotton leaving the room for a slash.
Why, he that cuts off 20 years of life cuts off so many years of fearing death.
Julius Caesar, Act 3, Scene 1. By the way, I'm from a parallel universe too.
What?
A universe where Shakespeare is Shakespeare. Might even be your universe. Used to be a central heating engineer in the old universe.
Eat up, lad and lassie. It's wholesome, illegal, genetically modified food. And the vegetables have been sprayed with prescribed phosphates.
I'm not hungry.
Tomorrow, Maxine, I'm going to take you up to the cliffs to sit with the puffins. The feeling of repose when you sit with the puffins, oh, it's almost mystical.
Yeah, right. When are we going home, Mum?
When I say and not before.
Are you going to be our new dad?
Ned?
You'd have to be our newest dad because we've already got a new dad.
What's that you say?
We've got two dads who look the same. Our new dad's from a parallel universe.
Well, there's a thing.
You know how children sometimes have imaginary friends? Well, Ned's got an imaginary father. He's like the old one but with the nasty bits removed.
He's not imaginary.
So how do you explain him going berserk during your new dad's regime?
My first dad could have come back to our universe for just a few days.
How do you manage that, Ned?
Don't encourage him.
Simple. If an inverted gravimetric universe collides with a temporal neomorphic universe,
look,
then...
Look, Ned, I understand your need to invent a new father. My fault. I should have given the old one the elbow a long time ago.
I saw him.
So you say.
Saw who?
My first dad. He was trying to get back to this dimension. He kept fading in and out. You could see through him.
A trick I learnt rather late in the day, unfortunately.
And where did your old dad appear to you, Ned?
He thinks he saw him in the shower.
I saw him too. I did see him.
That's funny. You didn't mention it at the time.
So, given you've left our new dad by mistake, hadn't we better go home and put things right with him?
Nice try, Maxine.
We're staying. For as long as Murdo wants us, that is.
You can stay as long as you want, my little old kid.
Gross.
Fast track. As my solicitor, perhaps you'd like to run that fast track bit by me once again.
Well, I thought everyone knew about the fast track.
No, been away.
But there was an unsuccessful attempt in Parliament a few years ago to abolish the death penalty.
You've got a fast track system here to get people to the gallows quicker.
It was a sop to the abolitionists.
A sop?
You see, it was considered inhumane to keep convicted murderers on ice for months, sometimes years, before they were executed.
Well, look, I don't mind, as long as it takes, really. You know, if the law wants to drag its feet.
Or... Except that it won't. Drag its feet, I mean.
For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of a despised love, the law's delay?
Marlowe.
Shakespeare!
Oh, you're one of those, are you? Well, I'd keep that under your hat if I were you. One of Judge Jeffreys' many pet aversions is the Marlowe was really Shakespeare crowd.
Judge Jeffreys?
I don't want to depress you or anything, but he's known as the Hanging Judge.
Oh, well, why would that depress me? Look, can I at this point raise the prickly subject of miscarriages of justice?
Well, they happen, of course. No system's perfect.
Well, what if, let's say, Leslie's gone on a world cruise and she returns to find that I'm, well, no more?
Well, in that case, there'll be a posthumous pardon.
Oh, well, that's all right then. Just wanted to put my mind at rest.
Jolly good.
Oh, give me strength. So what sort of timescale are we looking at here?
About a month.
Till the trial?
Till the execution.
Why do you say that as if there will be an execution?
Well, I suppose we can always hope.
Any other suggestions apart from hope?
Not really.
You're my solicitor, for God's sake! Don't you have some kind of game plan worked out?
Well, no. I'm not very good, you see. All the best lawyers won't touch murder with a barge pole.
Why not?
The fast track. Murder cases don't drag on long enough. Not enough money in them. All the best lawyers gravitate to the more glamorous end of the market, conveyancing and divorce.
The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers. Henry the Sixth, part two.
Marlowe again? Yes?
Normally, I'd be rather miffed at being remanded in custody, but as I'm not going to be here long enough to notice...
They're keeping you in this ghastly place.
That's what being remanded in custody usually means, Mother.
I'd have brought you a change of underwear if I'd known.
Oh, don't bother. I'm on the fast track. The trial will be over before I even need a change of underwear.
Well, that's good, isn't it? You don't want to spend months hanging around.
Hanging around.
No matter what you've done, Robin, I'll stand by you.
I haven't done anything, have I? I'm innocent.
She drove you to it.
I see you're having trouble with the word innocent, as did the police psychiatrist. He interprets my insistence that I never married as a metaphor for me going berserk with a meat cleaver.
So how did you do it?
How many more times I didn't do anything? Mother, I'm a victim of a miscarriage of justice. I know that phrase doesn't translate into the language here, but...
The police even wanted to interview me, you know. Obviously, I didn't tell them all the things you got up to.
All the things?
Well, I had to tell them that you burnt down the school gym.
I burnt down the school gym?
Well, they'd only have found out if I didn't mention it. They'd think I was covering up.
Any other skeletons in my cupboard they found significant?
They seemed interested when I told them you threatened to kill Jane Fuller if she didn't break off her engagement to you.
I imagine they were very interested.
Well, I told them about it because you didn't kill her. Besides, you were both six at the time.
Well, I'm sure these heartwarming anecdotes from my childhood will... Well, I was going to say, help swing it for me.
Don't give up hope, darling. Look, if all else fails... I'll just ring up Judge Jeffreys and butter him up.
What? You know Judge Jeffreys? Oh, well, how soon can you arrange to sleep with him?
Robin.
Sorry, obviously I didn't expect you to sleep with him today.
Well, actually, I don't know him that well.
What?
We met at a party about 5 years ago, hardly exchanged a word. Mm. In fact, I don't think we did exchange a word.
Mother.
In fact, it... Might have been another judge I hardly exchanged a word with.
Right, Mum.
Night, darling.
Night, kid.
Is he okay?
Wind woke him. Overactive imagination.
I've been accused of that myself in my time. The government likes to discourage overactive imaginations in case people start thinking for themselves.
Oh, is that for me?
Yeah.
And we can't have that, can we? Folk with overactive imaginations might want to campaign for a better world.
I needed this.
I think we can assume the organic establishment have underactive imaginations. God knows what a lifetime of consuming organic produce has done to the nation's health. All that dung in our food. When genetically modified crops and organophosphates are finally legalised...
Why don't we give GMOs and OPs an evening off?
Oh, I'm sorry, I know I go on a bit. Look, if the weather clears, we could all go to the mainland tomorrow. I'll show you where Macbeth was supposed
to... Did you say Macbeth?
I know. You thought Macbeth was a figment of Marlowe's imagination too. Well, in actual fact, he based his character on a real Macbeth. The real Macbeth...
No, it's not that. I just remembered I arranged to go and see it with my sister.
Not tonight, I hope.
This was over 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I doubt if she'll still be waiting outside the theatre.
Oh, she'll be worried sick. I better go and phone her.
Did you ever catch Sir Christopher Tarrant's Macbeth? It was an electrifying performance.
I have never been so happy to see anyone in my entire life.
I wouldn't have known if it hadn't been for Macbeth. Huh? How could you do it, Robin? How could you murder me like that in cold blood?
My trial starts Monday. Where have you been?
Staying with a friend. You don't know him.
Him?
You're in no position to point the finger.
I am, actually.
Elaine thought I should let you twist in the wind until the morning of the execution.
Oh, very nice. In fact, why bother to announce you're still alive? Then you can both come to the hanging. I can get you the best seats.
Might take you up on that. They don't know I'm the murder victim yet, you see. For all they know, I might be your girlfriend.
You still haven't told them?
You've got a choice. Either I walk out of here now without a word to anyone, or you agree to a few adjustments to our living arrangements.
For obvious reasons, I'd like to hear more of your interesting proposition, not least because Judge Jeffries will be presiding over my case.
I'll soon be on my own with 3 kids. I need a divorce settlement to reflect the fact that I'm completely blameless and you're a total pig.
But I don't want a divorce.
Fine. I'm out of here. Bye.
Before you go, why don't I call over a screw and introduce you?
But will you be believed? I might tell them you hired me to masquerade as your wife to get you off the hook.
Okay. You win.
Knew you'd see reason.
I never thought you'd sink this low. In fact, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you and your sister planned the whole thing.
I didn't plan the domestic violence, did I?
That wasn't me. That was the other Robin.
Actually, none of it was planned. This one's down to fate. And for once, it was on my side.
What did you mean when you said you'll soon be on your own with 3 kids?
I'm pregnant. And before you ask, no, it's not Murdo's.
When's it due?
January the 1st.
That means it's mine. Not the other Robin's, mine.
Don't worry, you'll get access rights.
Well, I mean, what can I say? I'm flabbergasted. You leave home, I get charged with your murder, then you return home, pregnant, and with a fancy man called Murdo.
Murdo's an old friend.
Whoever he is, your life seems to have moved on, whereas mine hasn't.
Well, now you know what it's like. All the tricks you've played on me over the years.
Not guilty.
Ah, I believed you're not guilty, please, and look where it got me.
And what if he comes back again? What if you're in the room the next time the other Robin manifests himself?
Oh, don't tell me. He'll manifest himself in the shower. That appears to be his favourite place.
You'll be sitting on the loo, and suddenly you'll see me in the shower.
I do hope not. Not when I'm on the loo.
Except it won't be me. You can change the locks to keep me out, but you won't be able to keep him out.
Maxine now claims she saw someone in the shower too.
Well then, 3 out of 4 of us have seen him.
No, it's not enough. I'd like something more than a manifestation in a shower cubicle to rebuild a failed marriage on.
On the front there's a picture of a bloke in a prison cell. Open the card and the message reads, "Sorry to hear about your miscarriage of justice."
Very good, Dirk. I'm glad to see my ordeal has inspired you on to even greater heights.
Never for a moment believed you weren't innocent. The trouble is, having been released, your life appears to be, well, you know, rubbish.
Not so. What's happened has given me a chance to reassess my life and examine where it's going.
Well, not home, that's for sure. Not now this Murdo's got his feet under the table.
No, he won't stay the course. He can't be away from his puffins for long. Can you believe it? Murdo the moron is campaigning to legalise genetically modified crops and organophosphates. We're trying to find a way to ban them in my universe.
And then there's the expensive divorce case.
Won't happen.
It won't.
Yeah, she knows I'm not her Robin, deep down, and once she's admitted that to herself...
She'll have you back.
Exactly. It's only a matter of time before the extra from Braveheart is shown the door and my feet replace his under the table.
Until then, you'll get to see your baby only on Sunday afternoons.
Well, no, she will take me back, you know.
I'd be bitter.
Why?
Why? First you almost hung for something you didn't do. Now you've been unceremoniously booted out of your own house.
Well, put like that. Actually, I do feel a little eddy of bitterness twisting up through my unnatural euphoria.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I am bitter. And you know what? It feels great.
You haven't quite got a handle on this bitterness thing, have you?
No, she's going to take me back as me, or not at all. And I will get her back. As me, Dirk. I'm going to get her back as me.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
In Married by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin. Josie Lawrence, Leslie, and Barbara Murray played Julia. Stephen Frost was Dirk, Janet Ellis, Elaine, Simon Roberts, D.S. Cotton and the Solicitor, Lewis MacLeod, Murdo and D.C. Joyce, Anne Gosling, Maxine, and Sam Bradley, Ned. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was Claire Jones.
Be upstanding in court for His Honour Judge Jeffreys. The Crown versus Tarrant. The court is now in session.
How does the defendant plead?
Isabel, not guilty. Have you seen my Macbeth? It's brilliant. Is this a dagger I see before me?
I'll see you swing for this, you squirt.
You're absolutely sure? Phone a friend? Well, you can ask the audience.